With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has asserted that Fed Chair Jerome Powell does not need to resign, though also he repeated his desire for a review of the central bank's operations. Details from Bernie Bennett.
A day after calling on CNBC for an examination of the Fed's entire operation, Bessent said that it doesn't mean that the central bank leader should step down. President Donald Trump, conversely, has said he hopes Powell quits and he has pondered removing him. Bessent said on Fox Business, quote, "His term ends in May. If he wants to see that through, I think he should. If he wants to leave early, I think he should." There have been no indications from Powell that he plans to step down despite a barrage of criticism from the Trump administration. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Pentagon has ordered U.S. Marines to leave Los Angeles after more than a month in the city. The 700 Marines were deployed on June 9th during protest against the administration's immigration policies. Their presence was limited to federal buildings, including an ICE office and detention facility. About 2,000 National Guard troops remain in L.A. The president headed to Scotland later this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president plans to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer during his upcoming trip.
We are going to have a meeting with him probably in Aberdeen, and we're going to do a lot of different things, and we're going to also refine the trade deal that we've made.
His family business has a golf course near Aberdeen in northeast Scotland, while a second course is set to open in the area soon. There is also a Trump course near Turnberry in the country's southwest. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And Coca-Cola confirms that it will add a cane sugar version of its trademark cola this fall, confirming a recent announcement by President Trump. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 28 points, the Nasdaq losing 128. This is SRN News. Can a tree have a spirit? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. However, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa. Persecution of Christians and other religious minorities has soared under the Taliban rule. This is SRN News. 5 million above-ground swimming pools in the U.S. and Canada are being recalled.
9 drowning deaths have been reported in Best Way, Intex Recreation, and Poly Group pools. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada say these pools have compression straps running along the outside, which may create a foothold for small children and allow them to get in the water unattended. All deaths reported have been in the U.S. between 2007 and 2022, involving children between 22 months and 3 years old. People who have these pools are asked to call the company for a free repair kit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The largest piece of Mars ever found on Earth has sold for just over $5 million at a Sotheby's auction in New York. The 54-pound meteorite is believed to have been blown off the surface of Mars by a massive asteroid strike. It was found in the Sahara Desert. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.